last week, Deb and I were down at a ministry conference down in Pennsylvania, and we had a very good time. It was great to reconnect with people that we hadn't seen in so long. I hadn't seen them in about 2 years. Debbie hadn't seen them in about 3 years because she wasn't able to go to the last conference because her sister had hip replacement surgery. So I had to drive Debbie to Buffalo to meet up with my sister-in-law, and then they went back to Indiana when I went down to the conference in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Last year, I thought about it in advance, and I showed up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, with my Amish hat and my black coat and my full Amish beard. Driving the car, they didn't think was a really good fit, but hey, you know, it was fun. This year, they said, oh, we were hoping you'd have your beard grown. I didn't think about it in time, so that was why I didn't do it. But while we were there, there was one night I just picked up the Pew Bible, and flipping through it, you ever pick up the Bible and just flip through it? And I hit Jeremiah 33, verse 1. Jeremiah 33, verse 1 says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah a second time, while he was still shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus says the Lord who made it, the Lord who formed it and established it, the Lord is his name. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And that just hit me. Here Jeremiah is in the court of the prison. God says, call to me and answer me. But it says, the second time. Here is the second time the voice of the Lord came to Jeremiah while he was in the court of the prison. Like, okay, well, what about the first time? So I look back in Jeremiah chapter 32, and we're not going there, but I look back in Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah is thrown in the court of the prison because he's preaching something that the king did not want him to preach. The king, Jeremiah, said, judgment's coming on Judah. You're going to be carried away into Babylon. No sense in fighting it. You know, don't worry about it. You're going to be in captivity for 70 years. So that's what Jeremiah's message was, and that's what God had revealed to him. So he's bringing forth the message. The king does not want that message put out there and has him arrested. So the voice of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time while he's in the court of the prison. You know, sometimes being in jail is God's provision and God's providence for you.
Yeah.
I know. I can tell you that. Sometimes God is trying to get our attention. Sometimes he's trying to protect us. Things happen in our lives, and we pray against it. Lord, why did you let these things happen? The voice of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time while he's still in jail. God did not let him out at that point. God had not freed him up. God had not changed his circumstances. And God goes on to say, call to me. Verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. The blessings of God are not limited by our circumstances. The blessings of God are not limited by where we are or what's going on in our lives. It was God's perfect will for Jeremiah to be in prison for having declared that what God said he was going to do, for being faithful to God. In fact, I expect you read your Bibles, okay? So when you do read Jeremiah 32, you'll find out that one of the things that happened is Jeremiah had sent out word for people to go ahead and redeem property and you know, get your deeds and all that stuff and put it in a safe place. They're about to be carried away into captivity for 70 years. But this is going to establish the family's ownership of the lands when they come back. It's important to do this. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and told him to do that. And it goes on and says his uncle or one of his relatives came while he's in jail. And they did that. They actually transferred a piece of property and recorded the deed and put it in a safe place. Fulfilling the word of God even when the circumstances don't look like it. Even when the circumstances seem difficult. You know? We are where God wants us. If the word says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and he delights in his ways, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his mighty hand. God directs my steps. God directs your steps. Even when it doesn't look like we're going where we wanted to go. Even when it looks like our situations are completely messed up, God is still God. God is still in control. He still loves us. He still has our best in mind. And He is still at work in the circumstances. Praise God. There is great comfort in knowing that I cannot get away from God's hand. I cannot get away from God's grace. Praise God. Not that I haven't tried, believe me. You know? But God's grace is such that He loves me so much that He's the one who picks me up when I fall down. He's the one who directs my steps. I've said this so many times, as you know, people are probably tired of hearing of it. But I believe if our heart is set to follow God, and we are set to follow God, and we step out and we're going in the wrong direction, God is able to turn the ground under our feet so that when our foot comes down, we're going the direction God wants us to go. And it may look really weird. May look like you're just stumbling and dancing, but God is still at work guiding and directing our steps. Let's go to 1 Kings 19. We had covered actually the bit leading up to this in our Bible study recently. It's where Elijah put to death the 400 prophets of Baal after their God failed to answer by fire, but the God of Israel did answer by fire. 19 verse 1 says, "And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, 'So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow at this time.' And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, 'It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's.' Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said, 'Arise and eat.' Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on the coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, 'Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you.' So he arose and ate and drank and went on the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb to the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him and said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?'" You believe that the angel could have given him food enough to cover the first time? Could have. But didn't. Sometimes things happen in our lives a second time. God keeps bringing things around to get our attention. Touched him, gave him food, wake him up. Here, arise, eat and drink. Okay. He ate the food that was there. He drank the water. He went back to sleep. And then the angel came and touched him again. Says, no. Eat and drink. What you have have taken so far is not enough to carry you. Sometimes God works in our lives and things keep coming up and coming up because God is trying to get our attention. God is trying to teach us a lesson. God is trying to guide us and direct us. And you know, if things just happen one time, maybe, okay, yes, a coincidence. Back when I was in the Navy, and also back when I was a computer tech for immigration, one thing I found out quite often is if you do something nice for a person one time, you're a great person. You do it nice the second time, you're just fantastic. You do it the third time, well, it's always been your job. The attitudes just change. We tend to not recognize what's going on because either it's just seems to be completely out of character, or it becomes commonplace and we lose the gratitude for what God is doing. God will continue to bring things up in our lives. When I was getting ready to retire from immigration, Deb and I were talking about it, and we were praying and saying, "God, are you going to send somebody to take over the church and free us up, or what are you going to do?" It was 15 people came up and say how wonderful it was that we've been faithful right where God has placed us. Sometimes you get a message over and over and over and over and over again just to make sure you got the message. Two or three people might be a coincidence. 15 people, we have heard from heaven. We are here until God makes it just as plain it's time to go someplace else. When we were asked if we were wanted to take over the church, the former pastor said, "The people won't come back as long as I'm here." And Deb and I were praying and we're riding down the road listening to the Christian radio station. And the minister says, you know what God called you to do? Stop goofing off and do it. Okay. But then we were riding around the next day, had another minister, a different message, same exact thing. You know what God called you to do. Sometimes we need that repeating. Sometimes God continues to reinforce the message. The second time, I'm trying to get your attention. Moses went up to the mountain of God, and God, with his own finger, wrote in the stone tablets. You know, Cecil B. DeMille did a great job depicting that. The finger of God writing the Ten Commandments and then cutting out the tablets. And Moses carried them down, and he found the congregation of Israel sinning. They had melted down their gold and made a golden calf. And he threw down the tablets and broke them. When he went back up to the mountain, God made him cut out his own tablets. But he had to go back up to the mountain. There had to be that second time, reinforcing what God is doing. Just like Jeremiah. Jeremiah, in the prison, God has said, I'm with you. God has said, chapter 3, I believe it is, of Jeremiah, where God says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and I called you to be a prophet to the nations. That I've got my hand in your life. I'm at work. No matter what your circumstances look like, I'm at work in this. So here he is in the prison. That wasn't the only time Jeremiah was in the prison, by the way. And that wasn't the worst time Jeremiah was in the prison. There was one time he was under the prison. There was one time he was in a septic tank. What a wonderful place. Yeah. If you're going to be punished, that's punishment. Praise God. So here, God had talked to Elijah. And you remember with Elijah, you know, God goes in to rebuke him. Why are you here? He says, I'm all alone. I says, you're not alone. You are not alone. You are not unique. I have 4,000 that have not bowed the knee to Baal. You are not alone. You just don't see who's around you. Sometimes that's our own problem too. We feel like we're all alone, but we're not. We've got the Holy Spirit, which is our comforter. We've got the Lord directing us. We've got God directing our steps. We've got brothers and sisters, even ones we don't know, praying for us. Praise God. We are never alone. We are part of a family. We are part of the body of Christ. And the Bible says that the whole body, fitly joined together, is strengthened by that which each joint supplies. Meaning each and every one of us is important. Not only to ourselves, but to each other and to God. We all have a plan and purpose. God has equipped us specifically for the task He's laid out before us. God will bring people into your life, people into your path for you to share with, people for you to be a light to. That maybe somebody else couldn't be that light to them. You're important. God is continuing to stir in you. Stir in each and every one of us. Jonah 3, beginning with verse 1. Says, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. Remember the first time. Remember their reaction. Came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city, a 3-day journey in extent. So in Jonah 1, God said the exact same thing. Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach there the message I will tell you. And Jonah didn't want to do it. And Jonah's disobedience actually cost the ship all its cargo, and they all feared for their lives. None of the people on it were injured, but everything they had was thrown over the side, including the rigging. Jonah's disobedience to God was costly to the people around him. But when, after 3 days in the belly of the fish, God didn't change his mind about what he told him to do. Arise and go to Nineveh. You still need to do what God called you to do. The giftings and callings of God are without repentance, the Bible says. God does not change his mind about what he wants you to do. God has not changed his mind about how he made you. You are precious in the sight of a holy God who knew you before you were born. knit you together in your mother's womb and has a plan and purpose for your life. And sometimes He tells us again and again and again, but He doesn't change His mind about what He called us to do. He doesn't change His mind because of our circumstances. He doesn't change His mind because I didn't see that coming. The omnipotent God saw what was coming. The omnipotent God knew what would happen today. The omnipotent God knew about Route 78 going to be closed these past few days. Praise God they got that fixed. That was a mess. Praise God nobody was injured. You know about that, right? Campbell's Bay Road. What is that? Rock? That's not Rock Creek. What is that? It's not Mud Creek either. Yeah. I don't remember what it's called, but Campbell's Bay Road right there on Route 78. So past Devon's, heading towards Swanton, right there. So the road washed out. The culvert washed out, and the blacktop was collapsing, and they had to cut all that out. So from Wednesday night...
Dad, as I was getting ready to pass, I said goodbye to Rocco.
Nice.
The Lord was riding with us.
Amen.
And we prayed for the journey.
Amen. So from Wednesday night, and they got it fixed Friday night. So they actually had to cut out the old culvert and put in a new culvert. They were talking about doing a temporary bridge. Now, because of the drawbridge down in between Grand Isle and North Hero, oversized trucks cannot come up through the islands. They have to go up that way. So then with Route 78 closed, oversized trucks had a choice. Crown Point Bridge or go up into Canada and around. Because there's no other way across this part of the lake. An oversized truck cannot go on the ferry anyway, so praise God. Detours happen, by the way. Detours, rabbit trails. God knows exactly what's going on in our lives. He knows everything about us and loves us anyway. He knows everything about us and still has a plan and purpose. The grace of God is sufficient for us. Praise God. So God hadn't changed His mind. We have that example in Jonah. Went and told him to do exactly what he had already told him to do. Go ahead. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. And he said, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach to it the message I will tell you. God hasn't changed His mind. Praise God. He still loves us. His arm is still outstretched. He still has a plan and purpose for our lives. The voice came a second time to tell him the exact same message. Praise God. Final passage of Scripture. Mark 14, beginning with verse 66. Says, now as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, you also were with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied it, saying, I neither know nor understand what you're saying. And he went out on the porch, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him again and began to say to those who stood by, this is one of them. But he denied it again. And a little later, those who stood by said to Peter, surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech shows it. Then he began to curse and swear and says, I do not know this man of whom you speak. The second time the rooster crowed. Then Peter called to mind the word that Jesus had said to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. And when he thought about it, he wept. God spoke to Peter through a rooster. Sometimes our circumstances will be evidence of what God is saying. God just reinforcing what we know. Jesus had told Peter, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. Not me, Lord. Even though I die, I will not deny you. Yet here it was. He denied the first time and the rooster crowed. Didn't think anything of it. Denied two more times and the rooster crowed again. And then he remembered. When God is speaking to us, sometimes we don't hear it clearly. Sometimes we don't understand what God is saying. But when God makes it plain, it catches our attention. He loves us. He cares for us so much. He's been at work in our lives. He's directed our steps. He's shown Himself mighty in so many different ways. God has a plan and purpose for you and for me, for each and every one of us. And among those plan and purposes are to strengthen our brothers and sisters. We should be praying for the people around us, praying for our brothers and sisters. The Bible says to pray for everyone. I would that prayer and giving of thanks be made for all men and women and children. Lift people up. That God be at work. We're to pray for our president. We are to pray for all of those in positions of authority. But we're to pray for each and every person. We're to pray for our brothers and sisters. We're to pray. You know, the Bible says sometimes we don't even know how we ought to pray, but the Holy Spirit teaches us. Prays through us sometimes with groanings that cannot be uttered. That God is at work. And He loves you, and He's directing your steps. And He's calling you and me and each and every one of us to walk closer to Him, to walk in obedience to what He would have us to do. Praise God, He's not done with us. Praise God, He hasn't changed His mind. He hasn't thrown us away. Call to me and ask, and I will show you great things which you do not know. Didn't change Jeremiah's circumstances, but he still said, I have a plan and a purpose for you, and I want you to want me more and to know more about me. God has called each and every one of us to a deeper walk. Each and every one to seek His face. Each and every one of us to draw closer to Him. You say, well, you know, I don't know. I read my Bible a lot. I pray a lot. And again, I say, none of us have such a glow of the glory of God on our face that we have to wear a veil like Moses did when he came down from the mountain. We can know more of the Lord. We can draw closer to God. And God desires that intimacy. Before the fall in the garden, the Bible says that the Spirit of God walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the evening, just spending time with them. And then after their sin, when they'd sown fig leaves and they were hiding, they heard the voice of the Lord walking coming in the garden, and they hid. And the omnipotent God says, "Where are you?" Not that He didn't know, but He wanted them to examine themselves. What happened to the relationship that we had? God calls us to be for a closer walk. Calls us to draw close to Him. Calls us to seek His face. Calls us to desire more and more than what we're familiar with. If you want to come up for prayer, I'd like you to come. If you don't want to come up to prayer, that's between you and the Lord. But I know I need to draw closer to God. So it's an open invitation for anybody that wants to come up. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, I just lift up Jerry right now and ask, Father, that You would touch him, Lord. From the top of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord, stir in his heart. Father, fill him with Your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let Your grace and mercy and truth and peace be upon him, Lord. Father, just show Yourself mighty on his behalf. We thank You, Lord, for what You've brought him through. We thank You, Father, for the path that You've led him on. We thank You, Lord, for his heart to serve You and to seek Your face. Lord, give him more. Give him more. Give him more than what he has, Father. That he might recognize Your hand. Father, open his eyes to see Your hand at work. Father, open his heart, Lord, to draw closer to You, to seek Your face. Fill him with Your Holy Spirit. Guide him and direct him, Father. We thank You, Lord, Lord. We know, Father, that You've had Your hand on him from the beginning. You brought him this far, Father. You brought him through strokes and heart attacks. And, Lord, You have continued to show Yourself mighty on his behalf. That You still have a plan and purpose for his life, Father. And we just thank You, Lord, for it. Thank You, Father, for Your grace. Thank You, Father, for Your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Thank you, Father, for your direction. And Lord, thank you for your Holy Spirit. We give you glory, Father, and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I lift up my brother. Lord, Father, that you would just touch him, Lord. Touch him, Father, by your Holy Spirit. Lord, work in his heart. We thank you, Father, that he's joined us today. We thank you, Father, for the blessing this has been. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are still at work in him, at work in his circumstances. Lord, you know everything about him. We know nothing. But you know everything about him. Lord, you've had him in the palm of your hands from before he was born, from before you formed him in his mother's womb. Lord, we thank you for the path that you set out for his feet. Lord, for the grace and mercy that you poured into his life. Father, for a heart to seek your face, a heart to draw close to you, a heart, Lord, that you be glorified in his life. Touch him, Lord. Show your grace. Show your mercy. Show your peace. Lord, direct his steps, Father. We ask, Lord, that you would open every door that needs to be opened, Father. We ask, Lord, for open doors of ministry. Open doors, Father, for grace. Open doors, Lord, for mercy. We ask, Lord, for healing in his body. We ask for healing in his family. We ask for healing in hearts. Father, any division, any separation, any barrier, Lord, that it come down in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father. We thank you for it. We give you glory and praise. Ask, Father, that you touch him by your Holy Spirit. Fill him to the top, Lord. Fill him to the brim. Fill him to overflowing, Lord God, with your grace and with your love, with your mercy, with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glorify your name, Father. Glorify your name, Lord. Father, we lift up Carol.
Help.
Touch her, Lord God. Touch her, Father. Touch her, Father. Touch her body. Touch her heart. Touch her strength, Lord. Father, just pour your Spirit into her, Lord God. Set everything right, Father. Everything that is not right. Everything, Father, that's out of line. Everything, Father, that's a difficulty. Everything, Father, that's an obstacle. Lord, you are beyond all obstacles. You are beyond all difficulties. There is no mountain you can't move. We sang that this morning. We sang it before service this morning. There's no mountain you can't move. There's no hill you can't get out of the way. There's no obstacle you can't set right. Father, you heal us. You direct us. You guide us. You formed us in our mother's womb. You know everything about us, Lord. So by your Holy Spirit, Father, touch her. Touch her. Touch her. Fill her heart. Fill her life, Father. Lord, with your grace and mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for her. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done. Continue to do. You show yourself mighty on our behalf, and we give praise and thanks for that, Father. Thank you, Lord. Give you glory, Father. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, lift up Priscilla. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her, Father. Work in her body, Father. We know there's different health issues, Lord. But Father, you who knit her together, you who know everything about her, you can set it all right as well. Lord, but give her your grace and your mercy, Father. We know, Father, that your grace is sufficient, that your tender mercies are fresh and new each morning. We lift her up, Father, asking, Lord, for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit, asking you, Father, for your grace and for your mercy, for your love. Father, just fill her. Fill her to the brink. Fill her to the overflowing, Lord, with your grace and with your love, with your Holy Spirit, Father, that you show yourself mighty on her behalf, Lord. Remove every obstacle. Remove every barrier, Lord, as we lift up our family to you as well, as they're struggling with the cancers, Lord. Father, we know that you are her healer, that you are her strength, Father. Touch her, Lord God. Set her body right and help her, Lord, as she reaches out to those family members as well, to show your grace, to show your mercy, Father, to stand in a boldness declaring your word and declaring your truth. Father, we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we lift up Carl. Thank you for him, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your touch that you've done. Father, you've done so much in him and continue to do it through him. Father, Lord, just continue working in his body as he's recovering from the surgery. But more importantly, Lord, give him doors of ministry, doors of opportunity, Father, to share your word. Father, fill him full with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that your Holy Spirit flow through him, that you give him your wisdom and your guidance and your strength. And just, Father, just open doors, Lord. Open doors of ministry. Open doors, Father, to share. We thank you, Lord, for his heart to share your word. We thank you, Father, that you've shown yourself mighty in so many different ways. Father, just continue to bless him. Pour out your Spirit upon him, Lord God, and work through him, Lord, for your grace. Praise you, Lord. Give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, we lift up Penny. Touch her, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for her heart. Lord, we ask, Father, that you would touch her and bless her and guide her, Lord. Father, there's so much going on in her life with her mom's fall and her mom's just dementia and with Zoe and just the whole family, Lord. Father, she gets overwhelmed. She gets overtired, Lord. She just feels like she can't do it. But we know, Lord, that you are her strength. You are her wisdom, Father. You are her guidance. You are the one, Father, who opens doors. You are the one who heals. You are the one who restores, Father. So, Lord, we ask for a restoration of everything that the locust and cankerworm have eaten. Ask, Father, for a restoration of everything that the enemy has tried to put in her path. Lord, that she see your light, that she see your grace, that she see your hope, and that you work through her, Father. We thank you, Lord, for it. Asking, Father, for an outpouring of your Spirit into her as well. Lord, that she be that you be glorified in her, Lord God. Help her, Lord, Father, to be the light to the people around her. Help, Father, and give her your grace, Lord. Pour out your Spirit in her, Lord, Father, through her, Father. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. Knowing, Father, that you who began the good work are faithful to complete it. Sometimes it looks like nothing's happening, Lord, but you are still at work, and we give praise for that. We thank you, Lord, that you are the one who sees the end from the beginning, and you are the one who promises, Lord, to cause all things to work together for good to them who love you and are the called according to your purpose. We thank you, Father, for your fulfillment of your promises in her heart and in her life and in her family, Father. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we lift up Jackie. Touch her, Lord God. Touch her. Bless her. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for her heart to serve you, her heart, Lord, to be a light. We ask, Father, that you would just grant her the desire of her heart. Grant her, Father, the desires of her heart, Lord. As she has been a faithful witness, she has been a faithful testimony in her own household. Lord, that she begin to see the fruit working in there, Father, that the seeds that have been planted, the seeds that have been watered, Father, that she begin to see that in her own household, Lord God. Father, we lift up her husband. Touch him. Draw him by your Holy Spirit. Father, she has been faithful for so long, showing your love for so long, Father. And as he's been resistant to your word, Lord. But Jesus said that no one can come except the Father draw them. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, draw him. Draw him, Lord. Let his eyes be open to see all that has happened around him, Father, to see the grace that you poured in through Jackie. Lord, that he even come repentant and apologize, Lord, to her for having been so standoffish for so many years, Lord. Father, that you would touch her and grant her the desire of her heart. Whatever else she needs as well, Lord God, that you would fulfill each and every desire, that you would open each and every door that needs to be opened. You are the one, Father, who can do it. And we praise you, Lord. Knowing, Father, your word says where two or three agree as touching anything, it shall be established. Lord, we stand in agreement, declaring that it is not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Lord, that Mogi would come to you right now in Jesus' name. We declare it, Father. We call for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glorify your name, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, we lift up Kelly. Touch her, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for her heart to seek your face, her desire, Lord, to draw closer to you. We thank you, Lord, that you have done so much in her, Father, and that you are just continuing, Lord, to show yourself mighty on her behalf, that you are opening doors, Father, that you are working in relationships, Father, that you are setting things right, and you are setting things, Lord, according to your will and according to your purpose. Touch her, Father. Fill her with your Holy Spirit. Guide and direct her steps, Lord. Open doors of ministry. Open doors of opportunity. Open doors of provision. Open whatever has to be open, Lord. She is your child. And she calls upon your name, Lord, seeking your face, desiring a closer walk with you, a closer intimacy with you, Father. Lord, to walk with you in the cool of the evening, just as Adam and Eve did before the fall. Lord, that you would just commune with her heart, Lord, as she learns to draw closer to you. Teach her and guide her, Father. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Father, for your grace, for your mercy, for your strength, for your peace. Lord, for your provision. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me get over there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Were y'all coming up too?
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
I don't need to be held up.
Lord, just touch her. Lord, just touch her.
Oh, Lord. Lord, just touch Lord, her, Father. Lord.
Pour out your Spirit upon her, Lord God. Fill her with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Touch her and guide her. Lord, direct her steps. We thank you, Father, for answered prayers. We thank you, Lord, for promises. Lord, for things that you have already brought about. And know, Lord, that you are not yet done. Your word says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the things the Lord has prepared for those who love him. So, Lord, she loves you, Father. Lord, we thank you for the blessings that you're pouring on her, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your direction. Thank you, Lord, for your guidance. Thank you, Lord, for your touch. We give you praise, Father. We give thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. All that you're doing, Father, as you've worked in her body, Father, as you've worked in her heart, as you've delivered her from the cigarettes, Lord, as you brought their daughter back to seek your face, Lord, you are showing yourself mighty in so many different ways, and we give praise and thanks for that, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Touch her, Father. Hallelujah. Give you glory, Father. Give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your mighty name, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 You too, Doug? Lord, just touch him. Touch Doug, Father. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you would touch him. We thank you, Father, for your love and for your grace. Thank you, Father, that you are our healer and our strength. Thank you, Father, that you're the one who directs the steps. Lord, we ask, Father, that you would open the doors that need to be opened, Father. We thank you, Lord, for his heart. We thank you, Father, that he's dedicated to his family. And, Lord, that you are working in him, Father. Lord, and we just ask, Father, for open doors of ministry, Lord, that you would open doors, Father, that he might be able to share your word more freely, Father. He might be able to share your love more freely, Father. He might be able to share your love with more opportunities, Father. We thank you, Father, for the open doors you've already given him, Lord. We thank you, Father, for his heart to seek your face, his heart to draw close to you. Lord, fill him with your Holy Spirit. Direct his steps, Father. Guide and lead him, Father, and equip him for every good work. Equip him, Father, for the plans and purposes you have for him. Father, you haven't changed your mind about what you want him to do. So, Father, that you would just open those doors of ministry, open those doors of opportunity, Father. Lord, to see your face, to see your hand at work, to see your guidance, Father. And, Lord, to walk in it. You hear that voice behind him saying, this is the way, walk in it. That he would walk in it, obedient to your word, directing, being directed by your hand, Lord, and by your Spirit. We give you praise, Father. Give you thanks in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise you for that answer.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise you, Father.
Sydney, were you up here too?
Oh, let us bless you.
Well, it's my knee.
Well, praise God. I know something about legs that don't want to work. Praise the Lord. Father, we just lift her up, Lord. We touch Sydney right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cause that knee to work properly. Father, that you would remove the pain, that you would give her your strength. Father, that you would guide and lead her and direct her, Father. Lord, show yourself mighty on her behalf. We thank you for her, Father. Thank you, Lord, for her heart to seek your face, her heart to serve you, Father, her heart to encourage others, Lord. And we ask, Father, for a continued and more and more and more poured into her, Father, of your Holy Spirit. Direct her, Father, and lead and guide her, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for her. Just the work that you've done in her, Father. You brought her so far, and you continue to work in her, Lord, that you are not yet finished. She's in her 80s. Father, that you've just continued to guide her and continue to lead her. Continue to show yourself mighty on her behalf, Father. Lord, that you show yourself mighty on her behalf. And we give you praise, Father. We give you thanks. Thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit. Lord, for your grace. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Lord, praise
the Lord. And yes, you can pray for me. Her too? Pray for her too? For her too?
Both of you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Father.
Yes, bless us,
Lord, you are healing.
We ask you, God, to come down to bless him right now.
Praise the Lord. Touch him for my body. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
In your holy name, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father.
Lord, we ask that you strengthen me for
Lord, touch her and bless her, Father. Thank you, Lord.
For both of these people.
Praise the Lord.
Father, I thank you.
Thanks, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Father, God, I pray that you would put pastors' legs back right the way they are, Lord, because you died. Your stripes, Father, you died, Jesus, for us to be healed. You bore those stripes so that we could be healed, so that we can walk in the mighty, awesome presence of you, Father, in wellness, in wholeness, in all of your riches, in all of your glory. Thank you, Lord. Glutes our health, glutes our minds, glutes our spirit, Lord God, and we lift them up to you, Father, for those we may not have prayed as we ought in the past, Lord, because these doors have stayed open. Because these doors have stayed open. You have heard the Lord, your God, and he will fill his house. He will fill his house. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father God. Praise you. Thank you, Lord. Your faithfulness, your reward, great. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Our minds, our bodies, our souls, our spirits, Father God, as we come to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, you are all holy, you are all righteous, you are just, Lord God, and in you we have our righteousness. You are our holiness. Hallelujah, Lord God, I thank you, Father, I pray that you would send down a special anointing on them. I pray that you would send down special blessings on them, Father God, for the times when it was a drought, but now the rains from heaven will come down, Lord, and the harvest is ripe. Oh, we praise you, Father God, for the doors of this church being open. We praise you, Father God, for who they are in you and how they walk in you and they desire to seek your face, Father. Remind us daily to lift them up to you, Father. To lift them up to you, to strengthen them, to strengthen the people who also pray for them. Remind us, Lord God, to strengthen our brothers and sisters that are in this house and those that are not in here through our prayer, through our words of encouragement, Lord God, that you may be glorified. Father, take all the glory. You deserve all the glory, Jesus, in your mighty name. In your mighty name, I pray. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
and Lord says, you have been a
Increased anointing. Yes, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for being a faithful servant. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Amen. And we pray with great expectation.
Amen.
I don't expect my prayers not to be answered.